We're not praying. I'm not praying tonight. The Lord wouldn't let me pray this afternoon. The Lord wouldn't let me pray this afternoon. I said to my wife, this meeting is a different meeting. You're going to see and hear some things tonight in a different mode. I'm going to let you stand up a while. In a different mode. First of all, you're not here for teaching nor pastoring.
All right. Yes, sir.
No, I got to let that settle down in you. You're not here for teaching.
Yes, sir.
All right, sir. Uh-huh.
And you're not here for pastoring. Mm-hmm. You're not even here for the evangelist.
Yes, sir.
We're not here to get somebody saved tonight. You're here to see the portals of the supernatural to be open and imparted to you. You've never heard this admonishment from the pulpit. Stop praying now. And pay close attention to the Holy Ghost leadership. Sometimes we pray and interrupt God. Now you see, that's on another level.
Yes, sir.
See, I say on the teaching level and the pastoral level, I say something like that, and you think I'm going AWOL.
Yeah. Right.
But it's a time to pray and a time to be quiet.
Yes, sir.
The aim and structure of these meetings is to let the anointing of the apostle and the prophet flow. In which the church know very little about.
Yes, sir.
Actually, I'll tell you ahead of time, it has been the bondage of your wealth. By just being taught and just being taken care of.
Yes, sir.
All right.
We're moving tonight.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
There are so many things we have tried to do by prayer and meditation, but left the focus off the highest rank of ministry.
Right.
You standing, look, stand, get your Bible, your whatever you're looking on. Keep my man standing. Look at Ephesians 2:20. All of your financial dilemmas are over. You're about to step not in a dimension, but you're about to step in a realm that's been held back from the church by satanic craftiness. And the church been too organized.
Yes, sir.
That the Holy Ghost can't move when he want to move.
Yes, sir.
We precision doing things the same way, and sometimes the Holy Ghost won't flow another way.
Yes, sir.
Notice that verse, and are built upon the foundation. What is it? On the what? Foundation of the apostles and prophets.
Yes, sir.
What?
Yes, sir.
And Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone. Could it be that we have been limited because we do not recognize those anointing and what they are sent to do?
Yeah.
Notice again, you there in Ephesians, as Ephesians 2:20, look in Ephesians 3:5 now. There are a lot of portals of the supernatural that has not been opened to the church.
Yes, sir.
And I'm definitely knowing there's wealth portals, there's abundant portals, There are prosperity porters.
Yeah.
There's increase porters.
Yeah.
We've been tracking round and round, teaching. Thank God for teaching.
Uh-huh. Yes, sir.
But there's another realm.
Another realm. Yes, sir.
It will fall in this house tonight.
Yes.
Notice this 15th verse now. Which in other ages was not made known unto the sons of men, as it is now revealed unto his holy apostle and prophet and pastor and teacher and evangelist. Oh, two of them. Stick with me now.
Yes, sir.
Back to Ephesians 4:11 now. Lack of the apostolic and prophetic ministries has delayed, listen to me carefully, the wealth transfer.
Wow.
For you to enter into the wealth transference, which I'm going to talk about tonight, how we're going to get there.
Yes, sir.
You're going to have to be wearing a full anointing.
Yes, sir.
Full anointing.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Aren't you tired seeing them people with your stuff?
Yes, sir. Oh, apostle, sir.
Yes, sir.
Movie star. They're acting.
Yes, sir.
And most of them are perverted.
Yes,
right.
And they're living, you got to watch TV and walk through their mansion with them and think you can't never have one. And it's really your mansion.
Yes, sir.
My goodness.
Are you following me?
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
After the night, you're going to think different.
Yes, sir.
After the night, you're going to drink different.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
We've been bogged down in teaching, trying to replace the apostle and the prophet. I'm here. I've been doing it too. Teaching. The Lord said to me tonight, he said, you flow.
Yes, sir.
And I'm going to take you into another realm. You going with me?
Yes, sir.
Now, if you sit there or stand there tonight and sit there and just wait on teaching, you're not going to go with me.
Right.
You see, because it's going to be kind of a cross puzzle.
Yeah.
In the spirit.
Yeah.
And you're going to be tuned in for the Holy Spirit to talk to you,
yes,
to take you into that area.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yes,
sir.
The Lordship of Jesus.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
The covering of the anointing.
Yes, sir.
The declaration of his glory. Those type of things supposed to set up on us tonight.
Yes, sir.
And I believe that many wealth transference going to be released in this house,
yes, sir,
and online tonight.
Tonight. Yes, sir.
I heard the word. You're almost there. We have to understand, my brothers and sisters, something's been holding us back.
Yeah.
We have to understand all this Bible studying we've been doing,
yeah,
all this praise we've been doing,
yeah,
all this shouting and running we've been doing.
Yeah.
Where the money at?
Yeah.
Where the wealth? Where the abundance? Where the increase?
Yeah. Yeah. Yes, sir.
The verses you want to look at there, I'm not going to read all of them. Ephesians 4:11-16. Make sure you read that.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Because that's where you're headed.
Yes, sir.
The time has come for a, listen very carefully, for a rim and a remnant. Listen to this. To be raptured into the wealth transfer. See, you thought it was only one rapture. But in the spirit world, raptures are going every day.
Yes, sir.
You're caught out of one level. and raptured into another level.
Yes, sir.
You will become so blessed. People will ask, where did she go? She's operating in another realm.
Yes, sir.
She's not just getting taught. But she's wearing an apostolic and a prophetic anointing. Sunday school day is over. You're here for a reason. I said to the Lord this morning, he says, just work with it. Then this afternoon, he wouldn't let me pray. He said, I want you to listen this afternoon.
Wow.
And just say what I say.
Yes, sir.
Now listen to this statement again, then we'll go to work. The time has come for a rim and remnant. Now remember, it's going to be a remnant.
Yes, sir.
To be raptured.
Right.
Into the wealth transfer.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Raptured from just being taught. Raptured from just being overseen and pat on the head when something go wrong.
Right, right.
And learn how to fight yourself.
Yeah.
Learn how to use that sword accurately.
Yes, sir.
Yourself. Are you hearing me?
Yes, sir.
You have that ability.
Yeah,
but by Satan cutting off those two ranks out of the ministry gifts and had us going for years and years and years and years and years, never know you were prophetic.
Wow.
You may be seated. Get ready to write notes. Money cometh prophetically. Release the wealth transfer.
Yes. Yes.
No, that wasn't good enough response. Y'all didn't hear it. Money coming prophetically releases the wealth transfer.
Yes,
other words, without the prophetic, God could not let his church have the wealth transfer. Ooh, I got some mad preachers now, boy.
Yeah.
Oh my God. He said, who do you think he is? I'm not thinking.
Yes, sir. All right. Yes, sir.
You thinking, but I'm not thinking. I'm drinking.
Drinking, yes, sir.
Because you have an answer now. That your wealth transfer been held back by not having all five of the fivefold ministry gift functioning like this year.
Yes, sir.
Tonight you depart from that phase.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Tonight. Yes, sir.
Turn to Proverbs 13:22.
Hallelujah.
I'm not responsible for what happened here tonight. I'm following orders.
Yes, sir.
A good man leaves an inheritance. Verse 22, I told you. Leave an inheritance to his children. And the wealth, we've been reading this for 50,000 years. And the wealth of the sin, I'm tired. Now it's time for that stuff to move. And the wealth of the sinner is moving in my direction. Somebody got to dig it out.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
We got to stop planning it. Plan it as the. You got to have revelation.
Yes, sir.
Is it laid up for me? Somebody got. I got to get in contact with God to make it move in my direction.
Yes, sir.
You keep saying the wealth of the sinner laid up. No, it's not laid up no more. It's stirred up.
Stirred up. Yes, sir.
Because there's a remnant about to partake of it.
Yes, 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 sir.
Wearing a prophetic anointing.
Yeah. That's what they're doing. Yes, sir. Wow. Yes, sir.
Wealth cometh to me now.
Wealth cometh to me.
Ooh, my goodness. You heard it?
Yes, yes.
You heard it?
Yes,
did you feel it?
Yes.
Wealth cometh to me now.
Cometh to me now.
It belongs to me.
It belongs to me.
I'm God's child.
I'm God's child. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
There go your bills.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Glory to God.
Here come your dream.
Yes, sir.
That's it. That's it.
Here you go.
Yes, sir.
When they show those movie stars home in the cars they're driving, it don't move me at all.
No.
I'm living like them.
Yes, sir.
And I'm driving like them.
Yes, sir.
And I got the Holy Ghost.
Right. Yes, sir.
I'm living better than that.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
I want to get everybody on the side of my voice in a above the ooh-wee position.
Yeah.
Ooh, ooh, look at that. I want to get you above that. You say, yeah, you know. You should be walking normally,
yes, sir.
In wealth.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Thank you, Lord.
You hear me?
Yes, sir.
You've been too faithful, too long,
yes,
to not have the wealth turn on.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Too faithful, too long,
oh,
to not have the wealth turn on tonight. In the name of Jesus, we turn the wealth on.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
The supernatural portals of wealth coming open tonight unto everyone prophetically under the sound of God's voice. Supernatural wealth,
yes.
Supernatural prosperity,
yes.
Supernatural abundance,
yes.
Supernatural increase,
yes.
Supernatural overflow,
yeah,
is flowing in your direction now. And it start the kotale basa pusada, the papal tola. The flow start in your heart.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
You got to get it out your head.
Yeah.
It start in your heart tonight.
Yeah.
It's flowing right now.
Yeah.
I got to hold up, man. I'm getting
it. It's flowing right now.
It flows in your heart first.
Yeah.
It flows in enlightenment and understanding first.
Yes. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
All the time we've been held back.
Mm-hmm.
As me and I would say these boys, these locked in to me.
Yes, sir.
We're bringing our churches to the full gospel.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
In the full gospel. Apostle, prophet, teacher, pastor, and evangelist.
Yes,
we all wearing that anointing.
Yes, sir. Hallelujah.
Everybody following us gonna get caught.
Yes, sir.
Everybody following us got to be welcome.
Yes, sir.
Your broke days are over. Tonight you about to walk into another anointing.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
It's not by might, nor by power. It's by my spirit, says the Lord. Don't y'all tear my church up now. I saw angels signing your name to welch. The angels are signing the document. I said the angels. Woo! The angels are signing the document right now. They've been waiting on somebody to know what's been holding things up.
Glory to God.
Well, angels are on the move. Tell somebody, tell them. Well, angels. You ever heard that before? I never heard that before. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. The wealth rights. R-I-G-H-T-S. The wealth rights of the children of God must be opened by the Holy Ghost.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Thank you, Lord.
We have not been wearing the full anointing.
Yes, sir.
Yes, you're anointed, but the full anointing.
Yes, sir.
The full anointing is everything that God says is mine, I have it now.
Yes, sir. Yes.
And I know I have the ability to take it.
Yes,
sir.
Yes, sir.
Religion has buried those rights by lack of understanding.
Yeah.
Y'all heard that?
Yes, sir.
Religion.
Yes, sir.
The apostolic government in the spirit realm brings higher functioning. The prophetic call thing that you can't see, but it's there.
Yes, sir.
Come on. Yes, sir.
I prophesy over you tonight.
Yes, sir.
All your hardship leave tonight. Every door that need to be open, every window that need to be open, every gate that need to be open, I decree tonight in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ that it can all come wide open. No satanic force can stop it. Because you're more powerful than Satan.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Glory.
Glory.
It's not that your prayers haven't been working. It just didn't have enough anointing to work with. That's Satan trick, you see. Then he sent us all these false apostles. Failing apostles. How am I going to follow a failing apostle? He in the same ditch where I am.
Come on, apostle.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Come on, apostle.
I want to follow a flowing apostle.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Who give God the glory.
Yes, sir.
That's right.
But no, he got to tell you the story.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Wow, sir. Wow. Yes, sir.
Hallelujah. Glory.
The resurrection of the God kind of wealth is ready to rise and flow in God's children now.
Yes, yes, sir. Yes, yes, sir. It's ready. Yes, sir.
I call the resurrection of wealth on your life, on your ministry, on your family, on your businesses. Everything is about to resurrect. Everything about to work in your favor. You're qualified because you're a child of God. I'm going to let you sit down a little while. The resurrection of the God kind of wealth. What was it? Resurrection?
Resurrection.
Of the God kind of wealth is ready to rise and flow in God's children now.
Now
I wrote this. Knowing the difference between seducing and producing.
Yes, sir.
Jesus. Satan been holding us in a seducing realm. But now, since we're attaching ourselves to the whole fivefold ministry gift,
yes, sir,
we don't have to pray about it all night long. We produce it.
Produce. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Produce.
Very, very. I said, whosoever shall say to wealth,
coming.
The wealth will obey him and come.
Obey him and come. Yes, sir.
Y'all just keep talking to the mountain. You know, that ain't just about no mountain.
Wealth coming.
You got a right to say to it, wealth cometh to me now. Say it. And listen, 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 my children. There's nothing wrong with you being wealthy.
Nothing wrong.
Long as you keep God in his place. Matter of fact, God looking for some children that he can put his wealth on.
Yes, sir.
Here we are, Lord.
Glad you may sit down. Because this first point is going to be real strong. Get ready to activate your wealth power.
Yes, sir.
Get ready.
Yes, sir.
Prophetically.
Prophetically.
Wow.
Prophetically.
Prophetically.
Yes, sir.
In other words, a wealth prophesying anointing cometh to your house tonight. You're going to walk around prophesying wealth.
Yes, sir.
And wealth will have to obey you. So what been holding the wealth back is the apostolic and the prophetic foundation had been pushed aside. And then you have a lot of fake ones stepped out.
This is good.
Wearing a name.
Yep.
I can't, no other way I can say it. I don't understand the game.
All right. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
You can't be a broke apostle.
No way. No way. No way. My God.
And you be a broke apostle. You're in the same line with me. Wow. Trying to get some food stamps. Wow. A food stamp apostle. And you got them little fake clothes on, trying to fool somebody like you so aristocratic.
Yeah.
Hey. Yeah, I know a good suit when I see one.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Wow.
Now, I'm going to say something. I don't know how you're going to take this, mm-hmm. but I'm going to build you up for it. You're out. You out? You understand it?
Yes, sir.
You understand how powerful that is?
Yes, sir.
Some of y'all had no emotion. Something wrong with you. Something wrong with you. A prophet just spoke to you. I'm not preaching.
Yes, sir.
I'm not teaching.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm listening to the Holy Ghost to bring the church out of this circumstance and to rise in our right place.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Wow. Bring us out. Yes, sir.
How can, what God been trying to do? How many championship rings I got?
14.
14.
Wow.
I mean, I'm talking about, well, how you say it? Professional?
Professional.
Yeah. I mean, how did that happen? Name of somebody else in the world got them. Different team. I ain't playing no ball. I'm just trying to show you something.
Yes,
That sounds like a wealth transfer to me. You walking around with a Deion Sanders ring on your finger.
Yes, sir.
Do you know what that man went through to get there?
Right. Yes, sir.
I got one on tonight. I don't know who this is. With a horseshoe, who that is?
Indianapolis
Colt. Yeah, I played with them. So if God can transfer those 14 rings, which is an impossibility, why can't He transfer your wealth to you?
Yeah.
It's an example.
Yes, sir.
Find me another apostle that got 14 championship rings.
Yes, sir.
He's building for this moment.
Yes,
he's building for this night.
Yes.
So I can say it to you.
Yes.
It's an impossible moment.
Yes,
there's your evidence of your wealth right there. That's the way he's going to do it. Well, how could God get 14 championship rings off of somebody's finger and put it on mine and they didn't know me? The first man, I tried to talk him out of it.
Yes, sir.
He said, no, God told me to give it to you.
Yeah.
I said, something, you know, no, I don't want it. Sit down. I told y'all, sit down. Now, I want you to get these points. get ready to fully activate wealth power. Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 18.
Yes.
Get ready, come on, daughter. Get ready to fully activate wealth power.
We out.
You out, yes, ma'am. That's a $400 check. Prophetically.
Yes,
see, the prophetically, you're becoming prophetic believers.
Uh-huh. Yes, sir. Uh-huh. Yes, sir.
Apostolic believers.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Get ready to fully activate wealth power.
Yes, sir.
You couldn't do it just with teaching.
Right.
You couldn't do it just with preaching.
Right.
That's right, Apostle.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Wow.
Now,
yes, sir.
See, in the morning we're gonna deal with the mysteries.
Okay.
There are mysteries we couldn't go in because the apostle and prophet wasn't there to take us into those mysteries.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
Teaching have revelation in it, but a lot of it is history.
Yes, sir.
You're going over and over the same thing.
Yeah.
Everybody on the sound of my voice is about to cut new turf. Hey, my goodness. You are rising in the spirit world, sitting or standing here right now.
Yes, sir.
Right. Your spirit man is shouting and dancing because he knows he can do so much more.
Yes, sir.
You're being released from routine and religion and regular. You expect great and mighty things all the time. Don't care how you feel.
Yeah.
Don't care what the facts are.
Yeah.
You expect great and mighty things. But thou shalt remember the Lord thy God, for this is he that gives thee power. He gonna give me power and I'm not gonna get it?
Right.
Power to get wealth. Notice why I give it to you. And the covenant is not being established because the church is too poor. You know what they call this church? That rich church down there.
Yeah.
There go that rich preacher.
Yeah.
You right.
Yes, sir. Absolutely. Yes, sir.
There go that rich sister. She the richest member in our church. She knows something somebody else don't know. And you can't be ashamed of it. You can't hide it. You got to brag on God.
Yes, sir.
Tell you what. People going to respect you more.
Yes, sir.
Now, if any religious spirit jumping up in here, I take authority over you right now in the name of Jesus. You're not going to stop these people, not tonight. You might have somebody religious on your roll, you know. I need to deal with it tonight because I don't want no interruption here tonight. I want everybody to go free tonight. If something come on your mind that contradict what I'm saying, shut up! Shut up, you foul spirit. You can't speak in here. Shut up!
Shut up! Yes, sir.
You be slim up here trying to speak.
Yeah.
I know you're not no well to angel.
Come on.
You the angel been stopping well.
Wow. Mm.
Now, this is a very powerful aspect of this impartation, all right? I say this is a very powerful aspect of this impartation. The Lord told me go slow with it. We've got get ready to fully activate your wealth power, right? Now this next one is very, I'm going to give you scripture with it. We're going to look at that scripture, but I want you to never forget it. knowing that wealth is rightfully yours. Now watch the scripture. I ain't getting the scripture. Watch the scripture, man. Watch the scripture. Knowing that wealth is rightfully mine.
Yes, sir. It's rightfully mine.
Yes, sir.
Yes, right. Psalm 112.
Yeah.
Verse 1. Talk to me, preacher.
Yes, sir.
Knowing that wealth, say it, knowing that wealth is rightfully mine.
I call my wealth
in right now.
My background is the blood of Jesus.
Jesus transferred everything out of the old covenant into the new covenant.
Yes, yes.
If Abraham was rich, it's all right for Leroy to be rich.
Yes,
yes. If God bragged on how rich they were, yes, it's all right for God to brag on you.
Yes, yes.
You read it all in the Bible?
Yes.
What about my servant Job?
Yes, yes, yes.
Abraham was very rich,
yes,
with cattle, silver, and gold.
Yes,
people talk about being rich in the spirit. You ain't rich in the spirit if you don't have no manifestation.
Come on.
I'm rich in the spirit. Man, get out of my faith.
Yeah, yeah. Yes, sir.
Apostle.
That's that deep stuff, yeah. I'm rich in the spirit, man. I got the anointing. Yeah, well, why you ain't got your money?
All right.
Your money's supposed to be the least thing you're supposed to have.
Right. That's right. Yes, sir.
Psalm 112. Praise ye the Lord. Blessed is the man that fear the Lord, that delight greater in his commandment. Watch the next word. His seed shall be mighty upon the earth. The generation of the upright shall be blessed. And verse 3. Now I'm going to cuss a little bit. What in the hell in your house? I say that for a reason. I said it for a reason. What hell, you see? It's hell to be broke.
Yeah.
It's hell to owe everybody.
Yeah. Yeah. So true.
So we're going to get hell out,
yeah,
and heaven in.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
So I got backup, man. I got backup. The Lord, see, the Lord want me, you see a pastor couldn't talk like this.
No.
Because he got to save his members, you know. But you never forget that, what the hell in your house. But I want you to be able to decree tonight, heaven is in my house. All the blessing. Everything God said is mine. I receive it now. In the name that is above every name.
I'll never be broke.
Another day in my life. I want you to drag in
another day in my life.
The money just keep on coming. I heard the Holy Ghost say something. Y'all get ready to get something now. Get ready to get this. The broke stroke is off of the body of Christ. You heard that? The broke stroke is off of the body of Christ.
That's right.
Now, we know it only going to be a remnant.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah.
Yes, sir.
I'm not teaching.
Lord.
No.
I'm not preaching.
Lord.
I'm imparting.
Yes, sir.
And I'm prophesying.
Yes, sir.
Ezekiel in that valley of dry bones. Couldn't teach to those people. He had to prophesy.
Yes, sir.
They were too far gone for teaching.
Yes, sir.
I'm here tonight to say, thus said the Lord.
Yes, sir.
The wealth of the sinner is moving in my direction right now. You got to get a revelation instead of repeating. Wealth and riches.
Wealth and riches
shall be in my house.
Shall be in my house.
And my righteousness.
And my righteousness
endures forever. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Broke stroke. Oh, boy, that's something, isn't it?
Oh, yes,
awesome. Satan, he tried to set it up. And he's setting it up with a threefold ministry.
Yes, sir.
See, because of these boys' respect and their wives, we got a great relationship.
Yes, sir.
We don't play.
Right.
We don't play. And we ain't going to let you play either.
Right. That's right.
I remember somebody walking in the meeting, them boys ready to say, "Would you going to get him out?"
Yes, sir.
Turn to Proverbs 13, verse 22. I'm gonna make an impartation. The wealth transferring anointing is being released on you now. The wealth of the sinner is paying the jest.
Yes. Wow. Yes, yes.
We're taking our money back. And gonna have our praise on at the same time. You're not gonna condemn me because I'm blessed.
No.
And I'm not gonna be quiet about it. I'm gonna tell the world what good things the Lord Jesus has done for me.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. 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 All right. Here's another impartation. Psalm 66:12.
Glory to God. Yes, sir.
Lord, I permit you to lead me into my wealthy place. Thou caused men to ride over my head. We went through the fire and through the water. But thou broughtest us out.
Yes.
Into what? Wealthy place. Wealthy place. Wealthy place. Say wealthy place three times. Now, your greatest enemy on this is going to be organized religion.
Yep.
Sinners don't worry themselves about wealth.
Yes, sir.
They say, it's just wealth. Hallelujah. So a sinner, you know, the movie star, they ain't gonna say, that church, it's preachers. This prosperity gospel.
Yeah.
You heifer, it is a prosperity gospel. You don't know, you just don't know what you're talking about. The gospel is prosperous. He became sin that we might be righteous, and became sin that we might be made rich.
Yes, sir.
Why you want to preach against the gospel? Prosperity.
Wow.
And why you want to have an offering bucket everywhere? You just always trying to pick up an offering, and you want to preach against prosperity.
Yes, sir.
Why you want driving your big car and they can't ride in the car?
Right.
I want all my people blessed, man.
Yes, sir.
Lord, I permit you to. Otherwise, you got to give him permission. You giving him permission?
Yes, sir.
Give him permission right now.
Lord,
lead me in my wealthy place. Flourishing in the God kind of wealth to his glory.
Glory to God. Yes, sir.
Glory. To his glory.
Praise Jesus. Your glory, Jesus. Yes, sir.
I'm going to give you a scripture for it. I might not go to it. Genesis 13, 1 and 2 and 5 and 6. Turn to it. Genesis 13, 1. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You feel the world coming?
Yes.
I bet it's all over me, all around my shoulders and stuff. Shoot, man, I done preached myself in a wealth zone. You going with me?
Yes, sir.
Now, I don't need your little religious spirit. See, y'all kind of hold back a little bit. No, turn it loose, man. Shut up. We in the present. We're not in the past.
Right. That's it. Yes, sir.
You taking up on a new anointing tonight.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Yes, sir.
And what? You don't have to go after it.
No. Yes, sir. Yes.
Well, glory to God.
Come.
And Abram went up out of Egypt, he and his wife and all that he had, and Lot was with him. You know about that, right?
Yeah.
Into the south.
Yeah.
Second verse says, I thought he was serving God.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
He can't be here. He can't be with God. And Abram was very rich in cattle, in silver. What?
Right, yeah.
With God?
With God.
With God.
With God. Look at the fifth and sixth verse right quick. Oh, man. let me use a word here.
Uh-huh.
Let me get deep here.
Yeah.
Connection.
Yeah.
Direction.
Yeah.
Lot ain't had no calling.
Right.
When Lot got stupid, he lost everything.
Yes, sir.
What Lot should have did exactly what Phil told Jeremiah and whoever, Jeremiah and who there was, you know.
Darnell.
We ain't having this.
Right. Yes, sir.
They just got a little boy stuff, you know.
Yeah.
But Phil said, I ain't having this. I don't want to know what happened. Shut it down.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. I'm connected to apostles. I'm going. Did he do that?
Yes, sir.
Right.
Yes, sir. Women say, what happened? Don't worry about what happened. The women get in a little detail, you know.
Glory to God.
What Lot should have did is shut it down.
Yeah.
Lost it. But because he's connected to Abram.
Yep.
He was rich also.
Yes, sir.
Rich also.
My God.
Glory to God.
I'm going to say it.
Uh-huh.
You up and you're connected to me?
Yes.
All my revelation belong to you. All my anointing belong to you. All my money belong to you.
Rich also.
Why in the world you won't stay broke?
Yeah.
Yes. Give me three hallelujahs.
Hallelujah! Hallelujah! Hallelujah!
Thank you.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Oh, I might lose y'all now. I got three or four more things I'm going to say to you. But I'm not teaching.
Mm-hmm.
These are prophetic statements I'm making to you.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. I'm prophesying over your wealth.
Yes, sir.
I know why he called this meeting now.
Yeah.
I know what's gonna happen tomorrow. I know it's already in place.
Yes, sir.
Well, watch this one now. All the walls that have been blocking your wealth must come down now.
Yes.
Second Chronicle 20:20.
Yes.
Down. All the walls.
All the walls.
That have been blocking your wealth
must
come down now. Second Chronicle 20:20.
Uh-huh.
And they rose up early in the morning and went forth into the wilderness of Tekoa. And as they went forward, Jehoshaphat stood and said, "Hear me, O Judah, and you inhabitant of Jerusalem." Give me the next voice. Believe the Lord your God, so shall you be established. Uh-oh. But suppose he's not on the scene. Suppose that other person is not on the scene. Believe in the Lord your God, so shall you be established. Believe his prophets. So what he's saying there, God will establish you, but he won't profit you without the prophet.
Yes,
sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Thank you, Lord. Well, something else he wants to shoot it up. Go to the next verse. And when he consulted with people, he appointed singers unto the Lord and they should praise the beauty of his holiness, and that they went out before the army and to say, praise the Lord. Go ahead. His mercy endures. Go to the next verse. Watch what happened. Watch this well. Now watch what happened. And when they began to sing and to praise the Lord, set ambushment against the children of Ammon and Moab and Mount Seir, which was come against Judah. And they were, come on, keep going. They were smitten. Keep on going. We're going to get to the transfer.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Go ahead on.
The prophet has spoken.
Yes, sir.
For the children of Ammon and Moab stood up against the inhabitants of Mount Seir, ordered it to slay and destroy them. And when they had made an end of the inhabitants of Seir, everything that's been fighting against you is being destroyed right now.
Right now.
Right now.
Hallelujah.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Now go to the next verse.
Yes.
Wow. Bodies falling down to the earth and escape. Go to the next verse. I'm trying to get there. Read it. Read it. You look at it.
Yep. Yep.
Everything that's been blocking you from getting what you're supposed to get is removed tonight by the power of the Holy Ghost. And when Jehoshaphat and his people came to take away the spoil of them, they found among them in abundance, oh my, both riches with the dead body and precious jewels, which they, watch it, strip off of, oh my, more, oh my, than they can carry away. And it was 3 days.
3 days, yeah.
Boy, I tell you, me and my family can gather some stuff in 3 days. It was stuff, what? Me and Leroy and Montreal and Darnell Sharp and all the whole family, Santa and Lauren, what?
Yes, sir.
You give us 3 days in a big lot, we'll get it. I can't take these home with me, I gotta give them to you.
Yes, sir.
Now, I want y'all to hear this now because I don't want to take it back with me. Get ready to step into your wealth. The walls are falling prophetically.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
Joshua 6, verse 1 through 5.
Yes, sir.
It looked like nobody could get behind them walls. But Joshua had instruction.
Yes,
he said, just keep marching.
Yes,
march around the wall and shout, holler when I tell you holler.
Yes, sir.
The walls came down, didn't you?
Yes, sir.
But I'm saying that to you tonight. Get ready to step in your wealth. The walls are falling prophetically.
Yes, sir.
And this is a good one. The secret to the blessings of God is on your table. Psalm 23:5. Look at that.
Yes,
yep. He prepared before me. In the presence of my enemy.
Yes,
sir. Uh-huh. Not in my head at all.
Yeah.
What the cup doing?
Running over.
Surely.
Surely.
Goodness and mercy. Gonna follow me all the days of my life. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
It's on the table. Tell somebody it's on the table. Your wealth on the table waiting on you. Quickly now. There is power in wealth. Ecclesiastes 5:19. There is power in wealth. Ecclesiastes 5:19. Look at this.
Power.
I'm imparting that to you.
Yes, sir. I receive it.
There is, say it, there's power.
There's power.
In wealth.
In wealth.
That's why he don't want you to have it.
Uh-huh.
That's why they want to come to the church and tell the church, y'all just praise the Lord.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Right.
Mm-hmm. And they got your wealth.
Yeah.
Come on.
Well, they had it.
Hey. Yeah, come on, sir. Yes, sir.
Wow.
Give me Ecclesiastes. You stuck again, Buck? 5:19. There's power in wealth. Well, we're going to read this. Oh, that is. Every man also to whom God has given riches and wealth and have given him power to eat thereof and to take his portion and to rejoice in his labor. This is the gift of God.
Yeah.
Let's rejoice a few minutes. Four people with boldness, I'm in a new position.
Yes, sir. Yes.
I'm in a new position. Now, don't let your mind bother you.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Good.
Don't forget this night.
Yeah.
I was not teaching.
Right.
I was not preaching.
Yeah.
I was prophesying.
Yeah.
There's a difference, isn't there?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
You are prophetically wealthy.
Yes, sir.
Now it's up to you now.
Yes.
If you're gonna follow orders.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
You listen. Listen, 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 you listen, listen. The walls were still up. But they're shouting anyway. And it's a shouting. I say it was a shouting. It was a shouting. It was a shouting. It was the praise that caused the wall. Come down. All your bills coming down tonight. Everything got you blocked. Come down tonight. Shout like y'all. 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 Watch, you really gonna shout now. Shout because you're out. Not like y'all. Shout because you're out. Shout because you're out. I receive all. Hallelujah. You tired?
No.
You tired?
No.
Shout one time because you're out. I'm out. Fine. I'll see you soon. Remember, Apostle wasn't teaching tonight. Apostle wasn't preaching. What are you doing? Prophesying. It's the prophetic that we've been missing. You understand that? Your soul and your spirit is in another position. I want y'all to write the testimony then. If you don't write it to me, write it to your pastors. Let them know what happened to you.
Yes,
it will start happening. It has started now.
Now. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
You don't wait till you see something physical.
That's right. That's it.
You take it by force.
Yes, sir.
Did you get blessed?
Yes, sir.
One more time, shout again. Overflow. Where y'all at? Overflow. Quickly, y'all get up here. Overflow. That's right. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You still, let's sing overflow a few minutes.
Yes,
Glory to God. Hallelujah.